Bros, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Two and a Half Bros. I am your whole host, Lawrence, aka Mr. Hit It with the Wee Wee here. I'm joined by my brothers from another mother over here. My brother from another mother to the left of me. He really needs no introduction, but I'm gonna give him one anyway. Y'all know him as Rolando. We know him as the drug lord, aka Roro McNasty. How you doing, Roro?
Good, man. Good.
Hi, right, it's good to have you back. And my brother over here to the right of me, he don't need no introduction, definitely. But we still gonna give him one anyway because that's what we do over here. Mm-hmm. We know him as the Haitian sensation, aka Rev. And Milk Dud, but we call him Sir Wilkins. How you doing, Sir Wilkins?
Hello, fellas. Hello, hello there.
How you doing? How
hello
you
doing? There.
This is right now. He is the GM of the year right now because you know he made a crucial sign and trade. It was a good look for him. You know he felt like his talents wasn't being matched and he wanted to win the championship. So now he started a new journey. I wouldn't say a new term, a new journey. You know, he found the superstar LeBron, and he's ready to win this ring. How you feeling about that, man?
I'm feeling good.
Okay.
We over here at Team Wilkins. We made a crucial decision last minute last year.
Okay.
Because we felt we wanted the team to go in a different direction.
We saw
a player that was filled with life, was full of potential, and that could lead us to the chip.
Okay.
So we made a trade. We pulled the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
We made the trade.
Mm-hmm.
Many people called it stupid. They said, why are you doing this?
Niggas is going to beat you up when they see you, they said.
Niggas said they're going to beat me up. Niggas were talking about, damn, bro, you had a star player. But I knew the future before anybody else did. Now, hindsight 2020, I'm looking like a genius because I made the right decision. Now, let's talk about this player that I picked up that really picked me up. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they choose what team they really want to be on.
So you saying she said she was going to sign with your team in free agent.
She was ready to sign with a free agency.
Okay.
She was ready. But the thing about it, I didn't have room on the roster. I didn't have the room for a star player of her caliber. So you know what I did? I made room. And you know what, the former player? The beef is dead.
Okay.
You know, the beef is dead. There was conversations that were had that won't be, you know, revealed.
Nah, we
don't need to talk about that. Yeah, but
okay.
So I had to go down to North Carolina. To make the sign and trade official, I brought the contract down with me.
And he brought an extra pen just in case.
Had to empty out the ink, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It was full, but it had to be emptied out. And it was emptied. The ink was emptied. It was emptied. Then I had to find out, was the chemistry good off the court? Was the chemistry good in the locker room?
Mm-hmm.
Was the chemistry something that I can, you know, fully invest in? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls who are listening to the podcast, and my brothers, Law and Roro, chemistry was top tier. You ever play 2K and you have to get the bar up?
Yes, it was green release.
Green release. Cuff. Great person, great soul. Great energy.
That's what's up.
Job well done on my part as a GM of Team Wilkins.
I like that. So how many quarters did you go, you would say?
We're at overtime. We're at overtime.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie to you. She was caught off by storm. She was caught off guard. She was caught off guard because she didn't know that nigga came here to win.
Okay, DJ Khaled.
Nigga said, I came to play. I'm not here for the games. You talking about practice? Practice? We talking about practice. Not practice. This man came to win the games.
Like, I came to win, and I knew I had to show out. Listen, I've had bad games in the past, many bad games. But this wasn't one of them, ladies and gentlemen. I had a ball out.
Yeah, he got a bus.
What you gotta do?
Cause listen. I had a coach. I had to point LeBron to the right direction. I had to make sure my LeBron got a triple double.
You gotta be a coach. Yeah, you right. She signed to the team.
She signed. She's full contract, full commitment, long term, championship level, baby. We here.
So the viewing party coming up. We're gonna be starting to see LeBron at the viewing party.
No. But she will be at WrestleMania viewing party. She will be in town. You guys will meet her. You guys will see who the star player of the Sir Wilkins team is.
Got you.
Bubble gut wings ready.
Bubble gut wings on deck.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be lit.
All right. So, fellas, question.
You want to tackle what we did last episode?
What did we leave off on the last episode?
About dating and proper etiquette and all of that and stuff like that.
So we had that. How long should you wait till you move on? Because I moved on pretty quick from the last player I had on my team. What are your thoughts on that?
I would say it depends on the situation and the circumstance.
Yeah.
How was the relationship and everything like that? Because sometimes, like, I don't know. It depends. Like, it really depends. Like, I just thinking about it, like, I can't move on OD fast, but it depends on, like, what's the situation. Like, what was the relationship? Why did we fall out? Like, what happened and everything like that? But then even that, like, I'm not a bad person. Like, I may be an asshole, but I'm not a bad person. So it's like I would still need time to, like, you know, heal and process everything. And then who knows? You could get back with a person. Just because y'all break up don't mean it's the end of y'all.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So it's like sometimes you just take that time to be by yourself. I don't know. I can't put a time frame on it, but then I also think it depends on, like, the relationship and the situation.
I think it's different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
First, if you came out of a really bad relationship, like the shit was fucked up, you gotta take some time to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I recommend you take some time. Like, if dude was or chick was doing some fucked up shit to you, you gotta take some time to yourself. Mm. Because you need to heal from those wounds and those scars from that past relationship. Mm-hmm. But if things just ended bad, like, you know, this shit just ended, I don't think there should be a time frame on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know
what? I mean, like you said, to each your own. Like, it goes according to, like, how you feel about a certain, but I don't know. Like, I like to give it some time, because then even the other person could be like, oh, you had that bitch or that nigga was waiting for when we broke up and shit like that. As soon as we broke up, you got with the next person and da, 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 da. So it's like, I look at it like, when I'm ready, then that's when I'll move on. Like, if me and that other person that broke up have a conversation and we can settle something before it gets to that point, then yeah, by all means. But
I just think you it depends on how you feel.
Yeah.
Because everybody has their say on, like, you need some time to yourself, blah, blah, blah. But what if you meet somebody amazing? What if you meet somebody that fucking gets you? So you're going to wait?
Hell no.
I, you know what I mean?
Be gone.
That shit might not be there. Like, yo, I'm grab onto this.
It's my LeBron right here. I gotta see what this be about. What you think, Rolando?
Ooh, I mean,
there's no wrong answers here, man. At the end of the day, we all family, even the viewers at home. Everybody got their own opinions, and I don't think there's nothing wrong with your opinion. Like,
so when it comes to what, like,
how long do you think you should wait before, you know, interacting with somebody else after in a relationship?
I'm going to say maybe at least 2 months. At least 2 months.
Why you think 2 months?
Because I guess it's a way to, like,
see if you're fully over a person.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying. Like what, like, Rolando is trying to say is he would give it the 2 months aspect, you know, because it's like, yeah, he want to see, like, if it's really over. Oh, you know how people were like, oh, yeah, it's over.
No, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But if y'all ended, then move on. Like, if you legit ended with the person, then move on. You feel like you're not going to go back, then leave it on.
Oh, yeah. If you're not going back.
If you're generally not going back, because I've been in situations where, I'm not going back. I'm not turning back.
We'll slap you in your head.
Like, what's wrong?
What the hell wrong with this man? Nigga, is you dumb?
like, I would never, ever, ever in a million years go back to that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you know you're not going back and you meet somebody dope, Like, a lot of times, women always got the backup plan ready.
Facts. Women always got the backup plan.
She ain't got the backup plan.
Us men, we be lost in the sauce after that, boy.
Bro, lost as a motherfucker.
We be making Usher videos and shit in the rain.
You ever cried over a girl?
Yeah, I've done it before.
How did that go?
I'm not to her face, but it's like, you know, when you mix all the emotions and you so upset, you just let it go like, ooh, this bitch, dog, ooh, and you just cry. Like, I wouldn't say like I was in front of, I've never been like, that I can remember in front of a female like, don't leave me and all of this. Like, I've had times where I was in relationships and it's like, you know, you fight, oh, you'd be like, nah, I don't want you to go. Like, I care about you and shit like that.
Yep.
But I've never bawled out crying in front of a female. Like, I probably did it just thinking about shit like, she get me so fucking tight, but I care about her. I don't know what to do. You got to talk to God. You be talking to God like, God, what should I do? Like,
Bro, I remember once, only one girl ever felt like this besides the girl I'm with right now. And it was like my first like massive love, whatever, right? And I think she was trying to break up with me so she could move.
So she didn't want the relationship to just end because she moved. So she wanted a reason so she could be like,
exactly.
Oh, I'm out.
And I remember she's on the phone. She's like, "Yo, I'm tired of this shit." And I made a mistake. I did some dumb shit. It wasn't cheating on that. I just said some things that wasn't the right thing to say. She's like, "I'm done with this shit." She's like, "I don't know if I could do this anymore." She's like, "I think I just need some time apart. I just need to like figure things out." And nigga, I'm on the phone with her. Yo, two tears came down my eyes, B. Two tears came down my eyes. I'm still like, nah, what do you mean? I'm punching air. Like, he doing it.
Cuba Gooding Jr., Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? And then she's like, yes. I was like, no, no. And I'm yelling. I was like, nah, we gotta work this out.
Yeah, son.
And then she's like, nah, we just can't do this anymore. And I was just like,
nigga was in the back like,
I'm in my laundry room. I'm in the laundry room of my crib like,
you ever got that good ass whooping from your mom and she'd be like, shut up before I give you something to cry about? You just did. But you got to suck it up like,
but that shit feel good, though. That's abuse. I ain't going to lie to you. That ass whooping be good, though. Where you get that sleep? You ever got ass whooping sleep?
Nigga, you ever got that sleep knowing that you got in trouble at school and your mom was like, why should I get home? So you trying to be asleep before she get there? You peeking your eyes, waking up to see if she going to come wake you up. So she like, all right. I've had it happen before. I used to get in trouble in school. I've had both sides. Like, my mom got home and beat my ass. And then it was, and then you get in trouble in school and your mom be like, I'm going to deal with you when I get home. And then you, out of nowhere, usually, you know, you be playing video games. You extra sleep. He now like, oh, it's only 6 o'clock. I think I need to go to bed.
Thank God, bro. My mom was never like that, ever.
See, my mom did not play that shit.
So I remember one time I shit on my brother once, right? So I'm the kid that touched everything. I want to know what this did, how this moved, whatever. So at the time, we just bought cordless phones. Like, cordless phones was the brand new thing. It probably cost like $100 to buy a cordless phone. Cordless house phone. And my dad bought one. He's like, yo, nobody touch this shit until I figure out how to plug it in, whatever. He put it in the closet of the crib, right?
Okay.
So at the time, there was like a 2-hour gap between when my dad leaves and when my mom comes in. So we're home by ourselves for those 2 hours. So I'm in the crib, and then like my brother's sleeping. I find the cordless one. I go in the closet. Like, yo, this shit is cool. I start playing with it. My brother comes. He starts playing with it. He's like, oh, what is this? He starts playing with it too. So my dumbass doesn't put it back the right way.
Fucked it all up. They know how they left it.
So my dad gets home later that night. He's like, who touched this shit? I was like, he did it. And then I ran out the room. And my brother was sleeping. My dad took out the belt, hit him while he was sleeping, son.
What the?
You fell for that.
And I was just like, damn, B. Damn.
Right.
You should have never did that. Wow.
You should have never
shit.
Did that. Shit. Well, I'm going back to bed now.
I think I'm going to go to the room and watch Raw now.
It was wild. I feel bad for him. I told him sorry years later.
Why years later?
Y'all seem like y'all been through a lot. Y'all niggas had 2x4s and machetes. Niggas thought he was Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and this nigga think he fucking
Aladdin?
Yeah, or Machete from that movie with all the knives and shit.
Arabian
Nights.
Some shit like that. Now you out here getting him beat up on because of the caller's phone and shit like that. You wrong for that. Yeah. You fucked up. I see why he did what he did to you in 7-Eleven. I would never forget that. This nigga had a whole cape on, son. Nigga busted. Yo.
Get a slushy. So
I know them niggas in that 7-Eleven was like, these niggas better pay for this shit, son. You done busted a bag of chips and stepped on the shit to my store. Like, yo, son, they was mad at me just for asking for some mayonnaise or some shit in there. The last time we went in there.
The one
over there by fucking.
That was that one we went to.
Yeah, them niggas, it's like they got an attitude all the time. So I could imagine. Imagine y'all niggas in there fucking each
other. So when we did that, everybody was scared because they thought it was a real thing. And then we halfway did it and then we just ran out. And then the next day we go in because we recorded around the corner.
Yeah.
So we walk in, I see the girl, the same girl. I was like, yo, my bad. Y'all pay for the chips. She's like, no. It's fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it. And I was like, oh, all right. Walk it out. I got to get the sour worms. So $2, there you go.
Get the sour worms. Shit.
Okay, next question. What is sexually off limits to you guys?
My ass.
I would have to say the same thing.
My ass. Let me elaborate because I've had women. You know, they grab your cheeks while you getting crazy with them. I've had women, one of my exes back in the days, you know, I guess she got OD comfortable and she told me, like, yo, she used to eat niggas' asses. And I was like,
that shit low key fire, my nigga.
Nah.
Hey, what was y'all?
First of all,
I'm sorry, but
I wasn't with the shits. So, long story short, me, her, and one of my old coworkers, we used to go out. It used to Tony Roman's over there before they tore it down and made that little sports bar. It was a food spot called Tony Roman's. It was lit because we knew one of the waitresses. The nigga would give us extra food for free, extra drinks. So I used to always close. Like I never did. It was either I was doing the mid or close, but most of my shits was closed. Shorty used to close. My homeboy would close. So we used to go after work every day, just sit there, chat it up, eat, talk and shit. So one time, and it's crazy because we just drank. Like she had some alcoholic drink, like some mojito shit. We took a sip, and then she gonna come out and tell us this. Like, bitch, we sitting at the table with food. Like, you gonna talk about that?
How did she bring it up?
It was like she tried to smooth it in on some shit, and I was like, hold on. And then she like, that's how I found out. Like, she really liked me because she got more mad at me than she did my nigga, and he was trying to bag it for a minute. But it was on some shit like she liked me, she wanted to be with me. But she said, she took it as like she's opening up to me, explaining her. But I ain't gonna front. She told me that shit, I done cut her ass the whole night after that.
Oh, you fucked up some pussy. Yeah. You really fucked up some pussy on that.
Well, technically, I kind of didn't because we still wound up getting together. It just was supposed to happen. Like, she was gonna ask me to be her boyfriend. Like, women don't necessarily do that, but she was like, fuck it. We both humans. If I want to be with a nigga and I know I want to be with the nigga, I'm going to
ask. What was her background?
I think she's Puerto Rican or Dominican. Yeah, I know she's a Spanish.
Nah, Spanish, but they doing that.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
They stayed
nice.
Doing that shit.
She was nice. I ain't even going to hold you. She really took care of a nigga. She used to pay for the hotels for nights. She went to the because the hotel we used to get was a diner across the street. She would go get food, come back.
Isn't that the greatest shit in the world when a chick that spends money? Like,
and I don't even necessarily care for them.
I don't care either, but it's like, yo, I got this.
I ain't gotta take my
wallet out for you?
Shit.
What? No. And sometimes I love when they be like, nah, I really got it. It's like, no, I got this, babe. Bring your fine ass over.
Yeah, that's
here.
How I was like,
bring your fine ass over.
But yeah, so the cutaway from the story. So it was like, she eased it in at the table. So I was, but it wasn't like an ease in, like we was already talking and then niggas heard it and just left it alone. It was, she came out and said, like, she ain't be like, yo, I eat niggas' asses. Just also shit like, you know, I've done it a few times and shit like that, so it wasn't bad to her. So like I said, I done cut her ass that whole night when we was there. We basically eating food, we drinking. You gonna talk about you gonna eat niggas? You was eating other niggas ass. You couldn't wait till we left the restaurant. Like, you still gonna do this shit while we here? So it was like, I'm gonna make jokes out of it because I don't know if you dead ass serious with this shit. So I was cutting her ass like, yo, you can't eat up. We can't eat up your fork no more. I'm not taking no more sip of that drink. None of that shit. So.
Exactly.
But this is younger me. So it was like, I didn't understand, like, oh, that was what she into sexually. But she used to always eat, like, we wound up getting in a relationship. Even after that, she used to always like, yo, let me do it to you. And I used to be like, hell no. And she was like, oh, you sound like the other guys. They used to say the same thing. And then when they did it, it changed. She kept begging me to do it. And I was like, nah.
Why don't you want it to be done?
That's not my thing. I'm not having no, I don't want no female's tongue around my asshole area in my asshole.
Ditto. Same here.
Nah. I've had women look at in high school, you know, they be like, oh, you got a big butt. They smack your butt, good game. And you be like, yo, I don't play that shit. Like, I've had that happen before. Women, or I'll go bend down and tie my shoe, and women be like, oh, you got the fatty. They try air.
Nah, nothing's going in my butt.
Yeah, so.
I'm not being pegged.
Nah, I'm
if
not.
You, no, the thing is, if you like that, that's you.
I got a female friend that's done that to a guy recently.
I know
my boy said he got it done before.
And it what? Be,
he got pegged before.
Nah, hell no.
He said it just wasn't his thing. He said it just wasn't. He tried it to see how it feels.
What?
And
what?
Then,
he couldn't stick his finger in his butt and just be like, "Oh, that's how it feels." Like,
listen, it,
take if, the TV remote. Or
listen,
something.
Listen. If that's what somebody, that's what somebody likes. You can't get mad at that. If that's what somebody likes, that's what somebody likes.
Nah, I wasn't mad at it. And that even with Shorty, like, you know, she will always talk to me about it. That as far as since I let her go is the gooch. That's the shit under your nuts, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that shit. I was like, okay, I can enjoy this here. Like,
bro, yeah. I had a tear from my eye when that first happened to me.
Nah, Shorty let me know she was gonna do it, and I was making sure because while she was out there just blowing my shit, I'm like, hey, watch where you going? Because it was like, I always felt like that. Since she already told me and she was trying to get me to be down with it so much that she would try one day just to see, like, how I would react to it. And I was making sure, like, bitch, we not doing this. I don't care what it feel like. It could feel like heaven. Like, we all know men have we got G-spots
in
our...
But she's not putting anything in there.
I don't give a fuck if she... Nigga, her tongue, that's something. Like, around the area, all of that. I wasn't with none of that shit. Like, I was with... I did everything else. I just wasn't with that shit. Like, and then so even what I told her, I forgot who I had this conversation with about eating ass. Like, I don't do that, but if I get a wife, of course, I'm going to eat my wife's ass. I might be rusty because I've never done it before, but when I get a wife, hell yeah, I'm going to numb. If that's what my wife is into, then by all means, I'm going to do it. But as far as, like, women and dating now, hell no. When I get a wife...
You eat the box now?
Huh?
You eat the box now?
Yeah. Hell yeah, I'm going to eat the shit out of some pussy.
I mean, Renaud Rolando did it. You getting tested, nigga?
Huh?
Did you get tested yet?
Nah.
I spoke to somebody if you want to call eating the pussy. But that's another topic. For another
what?
That the second time when he had that bet.
Yeah.
One of the girls that I called.
Yeah.
He did it to.
Did he do a good job?
No.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Do you know how to eat pussy?
I don't even think so.
Okay, I don't know too much. I don't know too much. I'm not top five pussy eater in the world. But but the cheat code is get the clit.
Sometimes you gotta go in the hole. Why is Janelle calling me?
Uh-oh, she wanna ask you a question probably.
So everybody that's listening, Janelle Garcia is calling me. Give me 2 seconds. Hello, Janelle. We are recording right now.
Put on speaker.
What do you want?
Hello?
But yeah, so just click the clip.
I'm going to call you back then. Unless you want to say something to Wilkins because he said put you on speaker.
Yeah, let's click the clip.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the clip is?
Yeah, I know. Yes, I know.
Yeah, let's just do that.
You got to play with the clitoris. You got to get up in that shit. But you got to be gentle. See, what men don't understand when you're dealing with, when it comes to that, like, you got to be gentle. You got to know when to pick it up, slow it down, make sure your fingernails ain't all dirty and shit, because sometimes...
It depends. Also depends on the girl.
That's a fact.
That's true.
And also, the fingernail thing, that's universal. Because you want to get her infected with some whatever dirt's under your nails.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure your shit... If you know, make sure, like, not even just... Take a look at your shit. Like, when you're about to go chill with shorty or you with shorty, you'll get it one time, because I've had women, while I'm with them, they'll grab my fingernails to check my shit to make sure my shit is good.
I never had that.
My ex did that before. Like, the first time I came to her house, like, she had came to my job.
Did she like being fingered?
She like getting her pussy ate. But it wasn't about me fingering her. It was just like her in general checking my fingernails, like, to see how, if my shit is clean or not. So it just added on, like,
Did you ever meet a girl that only can get off from head?
Nah, I've met girls that don't get off from head.
I dated a girl once that can only get off from head. Like, she was like, I can't get off with dick like that. I have to get, like, eaten out.
And then she
get
the, and then she get the dick, or it's just like, dick is whatever, as long as she gets pussy.
To me, sometimes, if I'm with shorty, like, she's like my girl,
I just
eat the box sometimes and just go to bed. Like, sometimes, no, because somebody just get, I don't feel like fucking.
Hell no, I mean.
Like, I don't feel like fucking, I'm just going to eat the box and go to sleep.
You
got off, you good. I'm out.
I'm leaving.
I just not into, like, I don't want to fuck all the time, but I'll eat your box and make you happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus, it's a lot easier.
I mean, when it comes to sex and eating pussy, like, I look at it like, you gotta understand what you're doing, because you're trying to get her off. Like, I wanna when I go into it, I do it with the concept of, fuck, if I didn't have, you gotta take the penis away, because you trying to stimulate her, you trying to make her feel good. So you using your mouth, you using your fingers, you gotta get in there and make sure you're doing everything right. If she, especially once she grabbed that head. Yeah, you already know what time it is. Once you grab the head, it's time to get crazy on it. So I look at it like, I want you to nut.
Who taught you how to eat pussy?
Me. It was just my experiences. I'm not going to say I was perfect, because I've had conversations with women and they'd be like, I didn't like the way you did X, Y, and Z. So it's like, you learn. You go through experiences and then I like to replay shit in my head. So sometimes I ask niggas, even women, men, anybody that's known me, I'll ask you the same question 50,000 times just to see if I'm gonna get the same response. Or sometimes, like, I'll genuinely feel something and I'll ask you the same question again. So it's happened before. I've had conversations with women and it's like, I like what you did here. You should do a little less of this. Or, you know, when you feel like you bust ass, you have a conversation and women be like, yeah, that shit was good.
I never asked.
I don't ask it. I had a woman ask me, like, that's all she wanted to care about. Like, how was I in bed? Like, such and such and such. And it was like, you don't even try to lead into
it's
a conversation.
It's pussy. But the thing about it, though, like, I'm gonna give it a buck. Good pussy's good pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Bad pussy's bad pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling you neither. There's no point. You'll know if I enjoyed myself.
That's a fact.
And the thing about it, I don't need to come to enjoy myself. Sometimes I don't come. But Rolando.
Yep.
Nah, I ain't go friend. I walked out of some pussy before.
Really? Why?
I could not nut, son. I don't know, son. Oh my god.
It takes me a while to nut. It takes me a while. Yeah. It doesn't matter who it is. It takes me a while to nut.
Nah, it was a time. I don't know, cause and it was on the second round too. Like, the first round, everything went swell. You know, I busted a nut, and then the second time, I was just hitting it from the back, and I'm like, "Yo, you know how you feel when you're about to come on? You just be like, yeah, this shit feeling good.' So, like, it felt good, but it was like, nah, I'm not getting that tingling sensation, and I'm like, it's damn near 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yo,
what am I doing?
There was one time I was fucking this chick. I was living in a hood at the time. I had no AC. This was in the middle of summer.
Damn.
We just came back from a fucking rooftop party. She decided to come along with me.
Mm.
to my crib. She came to my crib, smashing. I was like, I'm sweating like I just played a full court game and shit. I pulled out. I said, I'm done. I'm going to bed. She was like, what? I was like, I'm going to bed. This is not it right now.
Fact, yo, I just walked off when the bathroom took a piss and just like, all right, we gonna lay down. Right.
Yeah, and it just be that like that sometimes. Like, sometimes chicks just be whack. But Rolando, you fucked this whole, you fucked this escort the other day.
Yes.
What are you doing for new pussy to get your reps up?
I'm gonna get another escort. Fuck is you talking about?
That's what you're gonna do?
Nah, I mean,
stop the cat. We're not capping. We're not gonna lie. We're not gonna lie on this podcast.
No, I mean, I could probably hit up Shorty again, like
the escort.
Yeah.
Why?
Cause she was good. Like she.
But the thing about it, why not get why not go after a regular girl so you don't have to pay?
That's another thing I would want to do too, but like. Hard out here, son.
Is it really hard, or you're not trying?
Pretty much both.
So you're not both. Trying, and you expect it to be handed to you.
I mean, I know I don't want it be handed to me. I just would like, you know, go for it.
I think Rolando, what he wants it is like, because I have conversations with him off the air and everything like that. Rolando, I look at as a brother, so you know, his thing is he's like I wish I was you and Wilkins. And I was like, I told him yesterday, like, you don't want to be me.
You definitely don't want to be me.
You definitely
don't. Nigga, should I have been through with chicks? No, you don't.
So it's like, you definitely don't.
But you're not trying.
Exactly.
You are not trying at all.
I told him that all that social, because he thinks like just date naps and social media is good. No, get out there, go places.
Is it harder now because of COVID? Yes, I will say that. But it's also easier now. It is easier now, like, say hello to somebody. Like, if you don't talk to nobody, nah.
Look at my job. I got to deal with people on a daily, on a regular. Like, and it's women that I talk to, and they just be.
Remember, what's her name? I can't say it. I don't want to say her name on the pod. Remember Short I used to talk to? Right before my ex? The Hispanic one?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I met her on the train on the way to a wrestling event. We were just small talking.
And she was going to the wrestling event too?
Yeah. Like, you just got to talk. Approach. Hey, what's up? My name is Rolando. How are you today?
Even if, try to, even like, say you on a train, you see a girl that look good. You know, try to start up a conversation that you think she
How you think your mom met your dad?
Did you ever ask that?
No, yeah. I mean, my dad met my mom when he came back from Vietnam. Like, when he came back.
Nigga had all types of PTSD. Damn.
But before he met my mom, he was dating a Spanish woman. And I don't even know how long it was. But my mom was, like, the first black woman he ever been with. And, like, all the women he been with was Spanish. And I think he told me that he dealt with a Chinese woman as well when he was in Vietnam. But, like...
So your dad was out here getting some cheeks. But he's talking to them. Nothing was done off social media. So you have to just put yourself out there. You're not trying. Because you're scared of rejection so much.
Yep.
What can you do to get over this fear of rejection?
Just got to put myself out there, not be scared. Just, like, build up my confidence. And if I get shut down, I get shut down. So.
They can just say hi. Just say hi.
Yeah, how you doing? Especially when you get dressed up. Matter of fact, you go into these events at Legends, make it your mission to talk to, like, three girls on the way there. Look at Texas. You know who Texas is.
Yeah.
Oh, big one? Little
light skinned
one?
Yeah, the one that used to come to but how did that happen? We was outside of Legends.
Talking.
talking. I was talking to him, and she kept staring at me in my face. So I was like, you know,
she saw my shirt.
Yeah, I was like, if she don't say nothing to me, I'm gonna make a joke or I'm gonna say something to her. It just so happened, like, she just came up to me, like, yo, where the party's at and shit like that. And it was her birthday weekend. So I was like,
I remember
she had two other friends with her. So mm-hmm. It was me, Rolando, and my son Sean. You know, shout out to Sean that's out there in Puerto Rico for a wedding right now and everything. Mm-hmm. So we did all of that. And I was like, damn, it's three of them and one of me. So I was like, yo, Rolando, you take one, even though he took the wrong one, because I wanted him to take the black girl because she was wilding that night. Huh?
So what happened with the one that you took?
We were talking for a while. We exchanged numbers and we exchanged Instagram, but I was trying to have her come to a viewing party before that, the day we met them. And I was going to ask her out on a date and stuff, but she told me that she already had a dude and had a son.
The Spanish one though.
But the thing
Spanish,
about it, yeah. You put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because if you never did that, would you have found out?
Nope.
You wouldn't even had that experience. So it's like, look, and then you had more experiences with Texas bringing her friends to events and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then her friend, you like, damn, her friend look good. I want to talk to her friend. That created an opportunity, even though you should. Because she was like, yo, should I give him your Instagram? I was like, nah, I want him to talk to her first. Like, because she asked me that, like, should I just give my friend his Instagram or whatever? I'm like, nah, I want him to talk to her. Like, that's mad awkward. I'm just sliding in your inbox because of my friend. Nah, like, let me have a conversation with you. That's like me trying to, I'm going to use Ari because she did the Big Z. If I'm trying to talk to Ari, I'm gonna talk to her myself. Like I may be like, yo, Rolando, tell her I said this, but no, at the end of the day, I want that conversation. I want us to have the genuine feel and everything like that. I don't want it to be like, well, you know, your friend gave me my Instagram and everything like that, so it was good. I was feeling you and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That shit seem mad awkward. Just talk and be natural. Like, get out there, boy. I gotcha. Get out there, boy. Put on a fit, everything opening up. We could do a guy's night out. You know, I get off of...
Nothing is closing. Nothing's going to close. I don't think things going to close
out. I don't
know
about that.
And you got to get hot. It's about to start getting hot soon outside.
Streets are going to be hot in New York, bro.
Shit.
Shit's going to be hot. You just got to... The thing about it, start talking. Just start saying hello.
I mean, I get it because, you know, sometimes you be nervous. I ain't going to front like I was never nervous because when I first started talking to my ex... At first, I was like, because at first, I was like, I didn't even know how she, like, she had a mask on. So I was like, and I'm at work. So I was like, but I wound up getting her number, whatever. I sent her a picture, like, this is how I look. And then she sent me a picture. And I was like, And then as time goes on, I had the social media. I'm like, oh, this bitch is fire. I can deal with this. But sometimes I was nervous having conversations with her. But it was like, nah, like, let me start off where I know I'm comfortable with so I don't have to be nervous, and then I just ease into, like, then next thing you know, the conversation going smooth. We on the phone for 3-4 hours, 5 hours, half the day. Like, even if it's just 2 hours, she'll call me back and we'll talk, or we was texting, and it's like, that communication is there, but I put myself out for that.
But you say you're scared of rejection, so what exactly about rejection scares you?
Just hearing a word, no? Do you think it's less of you if a woman tell you no to your face than they would do on social media or something like that?
Pretty much, yeah. But normally, I don't... my thing is, I don't ever, like, tell... If I, like a person with me, I don't ever tell them in person. I just normally, like, tell them over a text and stuff, or I'll tell them, if I'm talking to them on the phone. But I'd be like, I would be a little nervous, like, if I say it in person, I would be afraid of
how they don't have confidence in yourself when you talk. When you say shit like that, you can't tell a person. Like, that's like Wilkins going out there in North Carolina. He probably was nervous as hell, but he was confident. He knew what he wanted. He knew what he had, you know, mm-hmm. So he went out there to to sign the contract and be exclusive. Like, you from what I'm hearing from you is like, yeah, I like shorty. I just don't want to say it in person. You know, I just be mad nervous. Like, you got to be out there. Like, damn, yo.
When's the last time? How many girls have you told you liked them and they said no?
Damn. Been a long time. Top of my head, I would say about 10, at least
that's,
10.
That's not a lot. That's at not least a lot. 10. That's not a lot. That's not a lot. And then you're also going for girls that you're friends with, too.
Yeah,
that's
I'm mostly,
not good.
I mostly do that.
So why don't you get girls who aren't friends with? Hey, how are you? My name is, even if you're going to slide in the chick's DM, hey, how are you? My name is Rolando. What's up?
My nigga, you got a viewing party Sunday. Take your ass to that viewing party and then start introducing yourself. Hey, I'm Rolando, a.k.a. Roro McNasty.
Put your dick on the table.
From 2.5 Bros. From 2.5 Bros, whatever. You know, I'm a part of the Jabba Tears Network and everything like that. Just talk up. Introduce yourself, and then once she starts talking about her, you know, you see, then you go.
Are you afraid to talk because of your stutter?
No, none of that. No.
So what's the problem saying hello? Because you're not really answering the fact of the matter. It's a simple hello. Yeah, you're scared of rejection. Because I have a stutter too. I have a really bad stutter. But you just gotta carry yourself like you want to talk to them.
That's true.
It's you're making it harder than it needs to be. I think that's what it is. And neither one of us are like dating gurus and shit like that. Just talk. just have this simple conversation. I think you'll be a lot happier. I think the more you do it, the easier it'll become. Because you don't do it at all.
Yeah, see, the same way with wrestling. Same way with video games. You play video games now, right?
Yep.
How you get good at a game, you got to keep playing it, practicing and shit, and doing all of that shit. What the fuck? So at the very aspect, get out there, talk to women. Even if you going, I wouldn't say talk to women you know is going to reject you, but talk to women like that you wouldn't normally feel comfortable talking to sometimes. Everybody got to start somewhere, but you not starting nowhere, that's your problem. And then it's like you want them to come to you. So let me ask you a question. If somebody come to you, what you going to say if you're not confident and you don't know what you want to sell? I'm that way too sometimes. I be having to think off the top of the head. Sometimes you don't know what to say. You start off with a joke. You start off with your name or such and such. I had a conversation with somebody and I was like, tell me something that I don't know about you already, and then I'll tell you something you don't know about me. I got a podcast, such and such. You gotta get out there. Even when you on the internet, you having these conversations. You could promote yourself. Look, I got a podcast. My name is Rolando. I'm 33 years old. I'm an eligible bachelor. I make all this money, baby. I'm Rick Ross in it. But honestly speaking, it's shit. Like, talk about yourself. Also, let them talk about shit that they want to. And I don't know if Wilkins is going to ask the question about dating etiquette and shit like that. There you go. When you on a date, you could talk like, but you got to get out there and talk to them. You ain't going to get no date. Shorty ain't going to slide up on you. Like, you want to go out?
Why do you think that they're going to come to you?
Nigga's a king. That's why. Like,
no, seriously, why do you think they're going to come to you?
Like, I don't know. It's just a thought of it. Like, I don't have no explanation. It's just a
nigga,
thought.
You're just dreaming right now, bro. The thing of that's not going to happen. That is never going to happen. It might happen once in a blue moon.
Yeah. You might catch it at a party.
You might catch it, but the thing about it, it's not gonna happen. It doesn't happen like to anybody, really, like that. And you want somebody that, yeah, you can find somebody. You really are not putting the effort in. And then you like, all right, say for instance, you spend $150 on a date, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that $150 gets you some pussy, but it's nothing more than that. Now you spend $150 on a date, y'all both get to eat, y'all both get to, like, you know, really hang out, get to know each other, and potentially might be consistent pussy you don't got to pay $150 for.
Mm-hmm.
You thinking about short-term success.
You got to think, like he said, he signed for a long-term relationship. You got to think long-term, like me right now. Like, I want long-term. Like, If I get with somebody, it's not to just be for a season or a change or anything like that. It's going to be with somebody because I care and I want to be with that person. Like, I'm old. Fuck all of that shit.
I'm old too. I got exactly. Gray hairs on me. Shit.
You want to be with somebody that you care about and all that, but how you going to do that? They not just going to come knocking at your doorstep. Jamaican didn't come knocking on my doorstep. Fucking any of my exes didn't.
So how would you approach a woman? Because that was one of the questions, is shooting your shot with women. How would you approach a woman that you like?
I'll go up to her, introduce myself, if a person, whoever she like wearing, I say, oh, like, I like your shoes, all that stuff, try and make a great conversation and stuff like that, you know. Like, hopefully ask her for a number, probably take her out and stuff like that.
You know what? We're going to bring a dating coach on here.
You know what? I went to one like a couple of years ago.
Pickup artist there?
It was some spot in Manhattan here. Don't know. I forgot where it was. So I found this thing online.
Mm-hmm.
It was this guy. He was like one of the coaches. So I went there and he was teaching a class. I think it was like a lot of people, a lot of guys was there as well, but it was like basically about four people besides me. So I went there and, So I went there and he was like basically teaching us what to say, and like we did like a demonstration of like how, oh, he brought in a female and let's say like, oh, like let's say you see this girl, you're at a club or a bar and she's with her friends, you know, he was teaching us how to like try to like talk to that girl and take her away from her friends, or like trying to like, you know,
pick up artist type of shit.
Yeah, stuff like that. So that kind of like helped me a little bit in a sense, but at the same time, it like really, I said, was like kind of messing up at the same time as well.
Huh? What? Listen. You just got to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
You're being a bitch. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. You're being mad scared about something that's like inevitable. You're going to get rejected every day of your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to get rejected every day of your life. It's just how it is. It sucks. Don't get me wrong. When a girl tells you no, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But that's part of it. Then you move the fuck on. There's too much pussy out there. And you acting like there's only a small amount of pussy out there. There's too much pussy out there. And there's plenty of girls that would be love to date you.
Mm.
So spend your $150 the way you want on these escorts.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to be happy in the long run. Mm-hmm. You think she would mind being on the podcast?
Hmm?
You think she want to be on the podcast?
I don't know. I would ask her. Like,
ask her. Ask her, yo, hey, you want to be on the podcast?
Hmm.
Yeah, just ask her. Question to the table. Have you ever had a hard time getting it up?
Hmm.
The few times you had sex.
I think I would say one time.
Why? What happened?
Let's see. One time. Oh, it was with, you know, Chocolate Rosebud.
What happened?
So... It was just like I was thinking of, you know, something else, and my mind was on that. It wasn't basically on her, so that made me not get my thing off. That was basically it, like that, and like, you know, not physically attracted to her, just seeing her as a friend. So
you put other bitches in the friend zone and they don't get mad at you. and they move on with their lives.
Nah,
when,
I don't. I
when
don't...
bitches put you in a friend zone, you get mad about it.
Nah, yeah, I've been in friend zone a lot of times.
So who gives a fuck? Don't... Who gives a fuck? Because you do it too.
I basically don't.
But you did it to her. You did it, Chocolate Rosebud.
That just one time.
But
that's
you
just
did
one
it.
Time.
But you did it though. You did the exact same thing other women have done to you. And the thing about it, Chocolate Rosebud moved on with her life, dating other niggas, sucking other dicks. But you can't move past that. Other chicks putting you in the friend zone. But you put Chocolate Rosebud in the friend zone. Sorry if I'm coming off harsh. But you did the exact same thing that you get annoyed about.
That's true.
The exact same thing, Rolando. So what's the problem?
Not a problem.
Exactly. So you can move on and talk to other chicks. Because imagine if Chocolate Rosebud realized that you put her in the friend zone, which you did, and got mad at you about it. What if Chocolate Rosebud couldn't move on with her life because you put her in the friend zone? Why did she didn't want to talk to other dudes? Mm. What would you tell her?
Mm. Nigga had a heavy, deep sob.
What would you tell her? She's doing the same exact thing that you're doing.
Shit. I know. I don't know. I really don't know.
You wouldn't tell her just move on?
I mean, if she wanted to move on, then yeah.
Well, I ain't even going to bring up the first time that you... Because the first time you wasn't getting nothing either. But, you know, somebody had magical powers to help with that. So... But,
Listen.
This happened... I wouldn't say I've had it happen where it was hard to get up. Like, I was sick.
No, I just didn't like the girl.
Nah, Shorty was wild. And she took it some way like it was because it was her, but I was sick. I didn't feel good. I thought, you know, we done skipped going to the movies to just stay in the house and fuck and all of that. And then she was tight because it was like I wasn't feeling good, so my body wasn't, like, she was out there sucking and doing all types of shit. Like, it would start to get rock solid, and then just like, nah, fuck that.
But it happens. It fucking happens. But back to Rolanda, because we got to go. You told her, you would tell her to move on, right?
Yeah, I would.
So why don't you move on?
Don't.
Get over the rejections and being put in the friend zone.
I'm trying to do that. I mean, there've been plenty of times like I moved on, like girls that I like, and they put me in friend zone.
Who cares? Who cares? There's too much pussy out there.
Yeah, but he's saying that. All right, so but he made a point earlier. You go for women that are your friends. You befriend them and then you try to talk to them. Like, find somebody on the street and just try to get to know them and let them know, like, listen, I'm trying to establish something with you, but I want to get to know you first. Like, don't be like, oh, I want to be your friend, and then nah, because at the end of the day, you establishing something, you getting to know a person, there's going to be, if it's genuine, yeah, y'all going to be friends, because this is somebody you trying to get to know and understand, so you going to know their life, what been going on with them, what happens with them and stuff like that, how they are when they get upset and mad, angry, all of that. But like I said, because me and shout out to Brittany, we told you this shit on Hooters, with the other situation when you was like, you know, I have a crush on Shorty, it's my coworker, I work with her and everything like that. And what we told you, like, make sure when you do that, like, and you had that conversation, she feel the same way, because at the end of the day, nobody wants to feel left out, like. Especially if you like somebody and then to hear them say, like, nah, I don't see you in the same light, it could be a crushing blow, because you had so much high hopes. Like, it's happened to me before, like, damn, yeah, I want to be with this girl. It's going to be lit. We're going to be together, or X, Y, and Z. And then when I try to, you talk to them, like, nah, I don't look at our situation like that. Everybody's different. Like, I've been shot down by women plenty of times. That's not going to stop me from being who I am, because at the end of the day, I'm not everybody's cup of tea.
Exactly. I am literally short, dark-skinned, bald, and muscular. Bitches don't like me. Bitches really don't like me. But I'll get with whichever one that does like me. Not every bitch is gonna like you. Not every bitch thinks Michael B. Jordan looks good. A large majority do, but not every chick thinks he looks good.
That's true.
And you ain't no Michael B. Jordan, nigga.
Nope.
But I think we'll end off on this. This was a great episode. Thank you, Miles.
Thank you to everybody, you know, that supports 2.5 Bros. I appreciate you guys. Thank everybody for sending in questions. You know, probably me and Wilkins will sit down with Rolando and everything. We'll probably have a mailbag. So next episode, we can start answering questions that you guys give us and stuff like that. I think that's a great concept for us to interact with everybody that tunes into the podcast. And then you can actually ask a question we can generally all ask, or you could pick a certain person on the podcast. So, I'll talk with Wilkins about that. If you in the area, join us at Legends for the pay-per-view event. You'll see Roro McNasty there and Sir Wilkins himself. I'll also be there. From the whole host, Lawrence, a.k.a. Mr. Hitter with the wee-wee, from Roro McNasty and Sir Wilkins over here, this is us, and we are out.
Peace.